Now just over 24 hours from tip-off, the final game of the first round, and that would be between the 4-seed Virginia Tech Hokies and 13-seed St. Louis Billikens, East Region game from the round of 64. John Lazor is the voice of the Hokies. He's on the ground in San Jose, California, the site of this matchup that's not going to tip off until around 10 o'clock Friday evening. He's with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Lays, great to hear from you, man. Hope the travels went smooth. Looked like your body was still on East Coast time this morning. Yeah, wake up a little early?
Yeah, it popped up early, but that works well in Buzz Williams' world because that's about workout time for him. So, yeah, we're rolling, buddy.
Well, you had to work off the In-N-Out burger from yesterday, right?
I know, it's a give and take. It's all part of a strategy I call playing for the tie.
I'm with you on that. I'm glad you went animal style. That's all I hear. I hear it's fantastic. But let's talk about this Virginia Tech team, man. Tremendous historic season already for the Hokies. Most wins overall and in the ACC in school history, and first time having been to the NCAA tournament 3 years in a row. It results in this 4-seed for this year's tournament. So to have accomplished all of this without Justin Robinson for a stretch of 12 games, it's been remarkable. But I know these guys want more, don't they?
Yeah, without question. You know, you've been building to this point for a number of years. It's not just a one-year build, obviously, when you're trying to turn a program around. And this group of seniors, and I consider Kerry Blackshear a senior. I mean, the group of guys that came in the same year I did in 2015, Justin Robinson, Kerry Blackshear, Ty Outlaw, right now to join Ahmed Hill. You've been building towards this. You know, you made the postseason that first year when the majority of those guys were true freshmen. And made the NIT. Then the next year you make the tournament, but kind of a happy-to-be-there situation against an underseeded Wisconsin team. And then last year you wind up in that 8-9 game as well. Winnable game, but don't win it. This year you come in and you're not just happy to be here. You're expecting to do some things on the back end of the season. You like your draw. All these guys are seniors. You've got all the ingredients to be a team that can have success in a tournament formatted like this. And now it's just time to go out and execute, which is making these waiting hours here in San Jose, especially now that the games have started, kind of excruciating.
Now, speaking to Justin Robinson, clearly he's going to make a significant impact in his return to the Virginia Tech lineup, Lays, and their run's going to begin tomorrow. How do you think Buzz will get him back into the mix? And how has J-Rob kind of looked in practice getting back into playing shape? What's the sense you get there?
Yeah, he looks great. He looks back to 100% and has for a little while, honestly. I think it was a lot closer than maybe us non-medical experts would understand going into senior night and then the ACC tournament. And I think somewhat of the positioning of where this team was and what they had already accomplished allowed them to really put themselves in an advantageous position in terms of his health and let him get all the way back to that point. And not just in terms of the healing of the foot, but also his conditioning. So I don't look at him to be slowed physically at all in this tournament. But to your question, Danny, it's going to be interesting because this is a team playing very well. You know, I get so annoyed this time of year when people jump in with opinions that really haven't been watching and they say, you know, this team isn't doing anything without Justin Robinson. Well, we won't find that out, fortunately, but I don't believe that to be true. You know, you're looking at a team that nearly beat Florida State on the road, a team that I believe is top 12 in the country, nearly and should have done it again in the ACC tournament, a team that beat Duke, granted without Zion Williamson, whatever. I don't need to rattle them all off. The point is they were playing pretty good basketball without him. The question is, how can they positively add him back into the mix to elevate that while not doing away with some of the good things and great things you were doing without him, namely playing suffocating defense at times and executing? This is what, again, I don't like when people look and they say, oh, the Hokies have less assists or they have less points. Their efficiency rating didn't go down per possession. In fact, it went up. They were intentionally trying to play slower. So it's trying to find the right balance between those two things. And I have every confidence that Buzz Williams, Jamie McNeely, and company are the people to do it.
John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, is out in San Jose, California, getting ready to call Virginia Tech and St. Louis from the NCAA tournament. He's with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Lace, how much will the experience of both playing in the ACC and the games that they've been able to win and weather the storm through this season, combined with the fact that Virginia Tech's been to the last two NCAA tournaments when the Hokies fell the last two seasons, how much will that mentally and physically prepare them to kind of make a deeper run this year?
Yeah, I think your last point is the bigger thing than playing in the ACC. All these conferences are different. The Hokies really didn't play a lot of one-possession games, save for that Florida State series and a couple of other ones throughout the year. But I look back or listen back to what Ahmed Hill told me a couple weeks ago. He said, I'll be the first to admit that I was overexcited. Like I said, they were just kind of happy to be there, and it was a let's see what happens. It's been much more business-like in terms of getting out here and going about what they generally do 2 days out, and now today 1 day out in terms of practicing and what they're hoping to accomplish. They're in no way expecting to only be out here a couple of days, and I think that's the biggest difference. Playing in the ACC doesn't hurt, but I think it's more the adversity that this team's gone through and the fact that all of the 8 or 9 guys that you're going to play tomorrow are capable of playing multiple spots on the floor, because you have to go in and expect Murphy's Law, right? Louisville got caught earlier today playing the right defense and trying to force a team in Minnesota that doesn't shoot the ball well from outside to shoot the ball well from outside. Well, who else does that describe? St. Louis. So you have to go in with the mentality that things might go wrong. The Billikens might knock down a few threes early in the game, and we've got to trust what we do. And I think this team is a lot closer to that version of themselves than they were in either of their previous two appearances.
Well, you mentioned the Billikens, so we'll take a look now at the opponent tomorrow being St. Louis. And Willie's, I tell you, this team, I've gotten the chance to watch him up close one game at the Siegel Center this year against VCU. Obviously, when you look at the stats, they're a defensive team. That's what they like to do. But you give them the chance to knock down some of those shots on the outside, they're going to be able to do it. So how does Virginia Tech match up with this team tomorrow? How do you expect them to attack as an offense?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely great matchup for Virginia Tech. Honestly, it's not taking away anything from St. Louis. You're right. They do want to slow it down. They do want to play a defensive style of game, and they want to keep the number of possessions down. Well, that's what Virginia Tech has done. You know, last year when they met up in New York, it was a bad matchup for Virginia Tech because they wanted to get out and fly. They wanted to run in transition. And I saw Travis Ford saying exactly that. He said, you know, I looked at the film and it's a completely different team, not in terms of personnel, but what they're trying to do. So what St. Louis is trying to do plays right into the strengths of what Virginia Tech wants to do. And that's be efficient on the offensive end, not turn the basketball over. St. Louis wants to physical you. I think this is a much more mentally tough Virginia Tech team this year to handle some of that, particularly in the backcourt. The Florida State games are a prime example of their ability to do that, particularly the one in Charlotte last week. So, yeah, St. Louis is going to have some success. There's no doubt about that, particularly defensively and on the glass. But at the end of the day, I do believe Virginia Tech has too much offensive firepower for them.
I also believe that, and I also believe Virginia Tech is poised to make a deeper run in this year's NCAA tournament, maybe in as far as the round of 16. But, Lays, I'll let you go. I'll let you get back to your pregame preparations. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy day. We appreciate it, man. We'll catch up again soon.
You got it, buddy.